PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Tapping a report this hour, there's new video of the I-80 sinkhole that shut down parts of the highway in North Jersey for months.
It was shot by police body cams and shows the precise moment the massive sinkhole opened the day after Christmas. A police cruiser was at the precipice and could easily have tumbled in. Repair crews have been working on that section of I-80 in Wharton ever since, pouring concrete, sealing it, adding stone in preparation for paving. Two eastbound lanes are expected to reopen next week, with two westbound lanes opening a week later. All lanes are scheduled to reopen by June 25th. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An Ocean County mother is accused of causing her own baby's death in what authorities call a, quote, tragic accident.
In Jackson on Saturday, police were called to a home for an injured 10-month-old. Prosecutors say Wendy Castillo Torres of Lakehurst was using a friend's garage to clean and detail vehicles and put her young son in a bouncy seat on the ground between parked cars. While trying to back a vehicle out, the 30-year-old accidentally lurched forward and pinned the baby, according to police. Castillo Torres has been charged with causing death while driving without a valid driver's license. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And authorities say a New Jersey man wanted for making death threats against Governor Murphy has been arrested in Florida. The Walton County Sheriff's Office in Florida says 53-year-old Russ Semerin was arrested on Sunday for the threat to kill Murphy. His motorcycle, SUV, and RV were seized by the Sheriff's Office. Posts on Instagram show Semerin was a volunteer for Mahway EMS. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And any weather updates? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Rather cloudy through tonight with pockets of drizzle near the shore late, lows in the lower 50s. Periods of rain through tomorrow, a much cooler day with a gusty breeze at times. There can be ponding on streets and highways, resulting in slower travel, highs in the middle 50s. Rain will be heavy at times tomorrow night. That rain will spill over into Thursday as well, along with those cool temperatures still in place. Highs in the lower 50s, but close to 60 in the south. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
68 in Clark, 65 in Middletown, 57 Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And it's brought to you by Value City Furniture. The Value City NJ Memorial Day sale is going on right now. Save $100 off every $1,000 you spend, plus amazing savings on outdoor furniture. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.